Many believe in destiny or decisions made prior to this life to learn certain lessons. People to marry a time they die, perhaps. Define destiny, please. Are there lessons to learn? Do we, through our beliefs of destiny, create destiny?
Well, if your destinies are to create destinies, that sucks. But now you got to spend all day, every day, trying to figure out if you've lined up with your destiny that was predestined. That's William Shakespeare's fatalism, or the primitive Baptist, for a meme, of what is to be will be. It's something that's predetermined. It's already been worked out. No choice, no interaction from a human creator. Now, yes, there are many, many human creators who will not come into their power, and everything that they have created in their reality is by default. That would be a predestined anomaly. But that's the only destiny that you have a subserving precursor regarding. There are no contracts. There are no sacred contracts. There is no sacred geometry that you can figure out the twills and the twirls of the tweets to make an anomaly of how you were supposed to be here and you were late, so you messed up destiny. So now all the world is going to fall because you undid karma. And then the contracts were called, and then they evicted the authors of the sacred contracts. And then they had to rewrite sacred geometry, and then they had to undo numerology. And then people's charts got all crosswise. And then you say, now, did that predestined experience, was that predestined?
Well,
it depends on if Aquarius is rising and Mercury is sinking on this rotation of that rotation of your destiny role that you're trying to activate to find if you can predestinedly activate your destiny. It's kind of anomalous.
My head is tied in a knot.
Way too much syntax going on. And
was that not then your destiny, James?
Exactly, right. Interesting.
Okay. You're awesome today, Ion is awesome today. He's really, I don't know, whatever, upping the ante, putting depth in all the previous shows, making it rich.